Hello, blessings. We are going to be doing a spirit animal meditation. So get yourself in a very comfortable, upright, seated position and close your eyes as you begin to breathe a dynamic and rhythmic breath. Breathing in the power that you are. Breathing in the love that you are. Breathing in the wisdom of your soul. In and out. Dynamic, balanced breath. In and out. Becoming fully grounded in the present moment. With the next breath, set your intention to visualize yourself in front of the doorway of the animal kingdom. And as you look around, you notice that that doorway instantly appears before you. It is a beautiful doorway with intricate design, made of wood and metals, with symbols of ancient light language inscribed on the frame, with a golden doorknob. And with the next breath, set the intention to walk through that doorway. As you take a step forward, open the door, and walk through it, you find yourself on the other side within a lush green paradise. Beautiful trees, as tall as the eyes can see. Birds and animals are singing exotic songs in the distance. There is a fragrance of exquisite flowers and scents. Beneath your feet is the feeling of soft moss. As you squeeze your toes between the grass, the moss, you feel yourself very warm as the temperature itself feels like a warm hug. There's love in this realm. You feel welcome here. There is a sense that you've been here before. As you look around and notice the beautiful plants and the trees are swaying as if they're alive, and the leaves themselves are changing colors. Their hues are shifting. The shapes of the leaves are dynamically moving. As you look around, you notice that there is a mossy path that you can follow forward. So you continue to walk down this mossy path, feeling the soft cushion under your feet. As you take a look around, you notice that at the edge, up ahead, the tree line stops, and in front of you is a great mountain. Intuitively, you know that this mountain is called the Great Mountain because it is a meeting hall of all the animals in the kingdom, one representative of each species meets in this great hall in the heart of the mountain. And you know this place because you feel like you've been here before. And intuitively, as you walk up to the edge of this great mountain, you notice there is a large oval doorway made of stone. Multicolored stones, shades of earth, with greenery entwined between some of the stones. You notice that there is a handprint on one of the stones, and it looks to be the shape of your hand. Place your hand upon this stone, upon the handprint on the stone. And as you do, you feel a sensation of warmth and light and excitement as the stone lights up and the doorway to the mountain opens. The great mountain welcomes you as the stones dynamically shift and open up the path ahead, revealing a crystalline indigo light that shines. You notice that this light is shining off the light of crystals, as up ahead, the tunnel into the heart of the mountain is paved with beautiful crystals on the walls. And as you walk down this tunnel deeper and deeper into the mountain, you see flickers of light that emanate from these crystals. And in these crystals, you notice there are some reflections of faces of people, your lives, past, future, reflected as like movies, like photographs within these crystals, appearing for brief glimpses as the light emanates and shifts these images within them. Fascinated by these crystals, big, small, angular, crystal clear, sharp, beautiful, reflecting as you walk deeper and deeper into the mountain. And this path leads you deeper and deeper as you continue to breathe, soaking in the indigo color code through this tunnel of crystals. And you feel your body being purified in the heart of the mountain as you walk deeper and deeper through this earth element. And your body feels as if it is being cleared and purified by the earth itself through this indigo color code, imbuing, enveloping your very cells as your cells begin to vibrate from all the crystalline energy being reflected through you. And as you walk deeper and deeper into the mountain, you find yourself at the edge of a great doorway. And as you walk through it, you look up and see a wonderful Colosseum, a pantheon, a great, enormous space within this mountain. And as you pay attention to it, it's a spiral path that leads up and through this entire mountain. And in the center of this space, there is a circular platform. As the walls are a spiral pathway up, and in the center, a cylinder of stone. And on this pathway around the mountain, within this great space, hallowed space, are doorways. Doorway after doorway after doorway. Crystalline in nature. Walk up into the center of this great, great, great space and step onto the cylinder of stone. And as you do, you notice that it lights up in a golden light. And you feel yourself energized by this light. As the cylinder begins to levitate up, revealing the crystalline nature of all the little doorways that pave the walls of this mountain. And within yourself, you begin to sing a song of love, a song of power. Your heart begins to sing a song of love and power as you feel this great frequency flowing from your heart. You notice that it ripples through this entire mountain. And as this song of love and power ripples through the mountain, the doors, the crystalline doors that line up the entire perimeter of this great space, you notice that this song is calling forth all the representatives of the animal species. The song of Creator. The Creator is here. And all the animal representatives of each species come forth through their respective doorways to greet the Creator, for the Creator has returned. And you are that Creator. And they have come to honor you as you see one by one all the different animals are now walking through their respective doorways up the spiral of this mountain. And you in the center on the stone platform levitating up, 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 up. Floating up, looking at all the different animals that have come to honor you. And continue to sing this song of love and power. Sing to the animals. And as you do, they feel the love. They feel the power as they all kneel before you with the head nod, with a knee down, with their sounds, with their respective animal sounds. And there are so many animals represented here. Pay attention to the ones that appear before you as you look around, as this platform raises up. Greet them, meet them, feel them. Notice which animals stand out to you. Notice which animals resonate with you. As you continue to sing this song of love and power, one of these animals will become your spirit animal and will come with you back into the physical realm and aid you with its power. Sing the song of love and power, and with your intention, call forth the animal that will now become your spirit animal. Allow this animal to come forth and step forward. Take a look around. And as this animal steps forward, you'll notice that the platform, the stone platform, guides you to this animal. And it expands a rectangular pathway for this animal to come onto the circular platform of stone and to greet you face to face. Visualize now as this spirit animal walks up to you and greets you. As it kneels to you and you kneel to it, extend your hand and feel the connection that you have with this animal. Look into its eyes, pet and touch and embrace the texture through your fingers as you hug this animal. As you commune with it, and you smell the smell, the scent of it, and you breathe in its power, and you embrace its love with your hands. And you hear as it makes the most beautiful sound that it can, the most highest call as it cries out and blesses you with its frequency as the sound moves through your body. And as this call rings through the mountain, the circular stone platform begins to lower, 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 down to the base of the mountain. As you step off and bid farewell to the rest of the animals in the kingdom with your song of love and power, as you close with the breath of gratitude and the intention to come back and return here again to pay a visit to all the animals within this kingdom. And you make your way through the doorway and back up through the crystal tunnel, back up from the heart of the mountain. And you notice that as you're walking, your spirit animal is walking beside you, walking with you. And you walk up the tunnel, going up, 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 and emerge out of the great mountain, seeing before you the paradise of the animal kingdom. The tall trees, as you walk into that forest with your spirit animal, and watch behind you as the stones of the great mountain begin to close, the doorway resealed. As you continue walking into the forest, noticing that mossy path beneath your feet and the spirit animal beside you. And as you continue walking, you hear the sounds of the animal kingdom and the beautiful colors of the trees and the leaves and the fragrance of exotic flowers and the feeling of warmth and welcome energy. The Creator is here. The Creator has come. The Creator has visited us. And before you, you see the portal, the doorway back into the imagination, back into the physical realm, the human realm. And you walk through it. And as you walk through it, you notice that your spirit animal walking beside you, and it jumps into you, into your spirit, into your energy, and merges with you as you walk together through the doorway as one back into the imagination. And the door to the animal kingdom, with its intricate design and golden doorknob, closes behind you, and you find yourself one with the spirit animal. As you set the intention to bring your awareness back into your physical body, as you take a deep breath in and blow it out, and you open your eyes and feel the presence, power, and symbolism of this spirit animal that is now going to aid you in the moments to come, and allow you to use its power, to use its intelligence, to use its characteristics and strengths and positive qualities. And you can call on its archetype, on its power, on its love, on its wisdom at any time and any moment, as you notice that it's integrated within you, through you. And you will see its symbolism in the days to come, and you will see its power and its blessings in the days to come, and you will see its miraculous gifts in the days to come. And bow with a breath of gratitude to your spirit animal, to the animal kingdom, and to yourself, the Creator. And for your song of love and power that drew the animals to you. Feel the spirit animal in the days to come. I wish you many blessings and good day.